The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 6-1 in conference play and 10-1 overall. Michigan State hosts Penn State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Looking forward to our last game, a regular season game, with an opportunity to accomplish our first goal in winning the Big East. I mean, the East side. So we'll take questions. Got confused there.
To exit question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Gordon Jones with Philadelphia Daily News.
Mark, how likely is it that you're going to have Cook this week?
We don't talk about injuries.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Mark, I will not be asking about injuries, but in terms of what you have with O'Connor and Terry, do you like how you can mix them? Like, I think people assume that O'Connor's always going to be throwing, but you had that moment on that 4th-and-3 where you used him as a rusher. How do those guys kind of complement each other?
Yeah, all of our quarterbacks can run our entire system, and I think it's a little bit more about weather this past week than anything else. Both those guys are very good players. Well, we wanted to play both of them because as much as anything, they need to both establish themselves as in games because for the future and for that particular game that we were in. So that was our plan going in if Connor was unable to play, and that's what we did.
And what about Damian as a passer? What kind of skills does he have?
Very good skills. Very strong arm. No problem whatsoever.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Bob Cohen with Pittsburgh Tribune.
Yeah, Mark, you've obviously had some good teams over the years. This team has sort of tendency to win a lot of close games. Does that indicate anything in terms of, you know, in personality or intangibles that might set this team apart?
Well, you know, we've been winning close games. We were winning last year, you know, even though the games – you know, I think there's a misconception that you win a game by 10 points, it's not close or something like that. But you sort of evaluate our football teams at the end of the season, not with two games to go or whatever it is. You know, we try and evaluate them at the end. But I think that we've had resilience with this football team. I think the mindset has been very, very good. We've got good senior leadership. And, you know, we've had injuries just like everybody else has had injuries, and we've had to handle those injuries. And so I think over the course of time, you know, it strengthens our football team in terms of not just having guys with game experience, but overall morale gets better when everybody knows that they're playing and so everybody's going in the same direction.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Danny Hudson with USA Today.
Mark, what makes Senior Day different from most games for you?
Well, we're trying to not make it different as much as we can. You know, for me personally, Senior Day is an opportunity for our crowd to recognize our seniors and for their families to be there on that last game for sure. But probably for me personally, the last practice in the bowl game is that one period where I'm like, okay, these guys are really gone. That's going to be one more. And, you know, we're 2 days from now, and they will be gone. And there's a closure on that day. So for me, on this day, this is about them getting some recognition and playing in our home stadium for the last time. But we want to make it as usual as it always is. We want to make it as so that they're not missing anything, really. It stays the same.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, you got an interesting set of linebackers this year that have had some success over time. How has this group improved over the course of the season, and how deep is that group?
Well, you know, we lost Ed Davis initially, and that was a blow to our defensive football team, and I think our players have overcome that, so they've established themselves as leaders. I've really seen John Reschke grow as a leader, as a guy that not just is a good player, but a guy that asserts himself. He's still a young player. Riley Bulla has always been like that. I think we always talk about our seniors having their best year. I think Darian Harris is having his best year as a Spartan. He's making plays for us. He's leading on the field and off the field. He's been elected as a captain. And there's no question he's having his best year as a Spartan. And so those guys and others, Chris Fry's in there playing, and, you know, Shane Jones is playing. So we've got a freshman, Andre Dow playing. So Andrew Dow playing. So we've got a complete group back there, and they're playing well.
Coach, you've got four running backs that have been in the mix during the season. How much of that rotation has been dictated by the fact that each of them has played pretty well and contributed when they've been in ball games?
Well, they're all good players, and they've all had significant time now as the so-called sort of premier running back or the guy that's getting all the touches. Even Delton, you know, in past years, he's got 2 years of experience playing at game, you know, in big games. So I think it's a luxury. We can sort of go with the guy who has the hot hand. Don't have any preconceived notion on who's going to have it when we get to the game. I think they're all very, very good players and tough, and they get along very well together, and they want to win. And a couple of them have been nicked up, and then they come back. So, you know, it's sort of allowed opportunities for other guys, and they've made good on those opportunities.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looking forward to the game this weekend. What have you seen on film from Penn State?
I think Penn State has a good football team. Very physical on the defensive line. They lead the Big Ten in sacks with 44. Tough to run against. Tackle well. They got linebackers that are thumpers, I think. They'll hit you with power. Secondary skilled. Been impressed with their coverage ability. On the offensive side of the ball, I think they have that dynamic freshman running back in Saquon Barkley. And, you know, obviously their quarterback is got a tremendous amount of ability and has been very successful there. Good skill players that surround them. So, you know, I think they have a good football team, and they've been in every game. They're in every game. You know, the games that they've lost, they have been right there in them and had some probably controversial calls in a couple of them.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Nancy Armour with USA Today Sports.
Hey, Mark. I'm just wondering, you guys talked a lot at the community day about kind of the playing field shifting in the national landscape. And I'm wondering, going into rivalry weekend, if you think, you know, how has that played out this year? You've got a couple of Big Ten teams in the top 10, only two SEC teams, which is different than we've seen in the last couple of years.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I really haven't even thought about that. I'm just trying to focus on the moment. I think what I said at the media days is that a lot of parity in college football, that really things hang by the inches in every single game. And I think there's great coaching in this league and great players in this league, and it certainly shows. So that's all I can speak to, you know. But I also think there's great players and great coaching going on in every other league in this country. It's just a lot of parity in college football, and people can rise up, and it depends on how you play game to game.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks so much.